Most leaders believe trust is earned. I think that's only half true. Trust between people may be earned, but trust inside organisations is designed. That's the reversal that changes everything. You've heard it 1,000 times. Trust is earned. You have to prove yourself first. I need to see results before I give them more responsibility. This is the default belief in most businesses. Leaders wait for people to prove they can be trusted before giving them real authority. They start with tight control, then slowly loosen the reins as people demonstrate reliability. The logic seems sound. Why would you trust someone who hasn't shown they deserve it? Isn't that just being responsible? And here's where it falls apart. This model assumes trust is a feeling, something inside you that develops gradually. Like a plant growing towards sunlight. You either feel it or you don't. So leaders wait. They watch for signs. They look for people who get it before they'll delegate real authority. And meanwhile, their team is sitting there, performing at half capacity, waiting for someone to trust them enough to actually matter. The conventional wisdom says, trust is earned through proven competence over time. That's the belief, and here's why it's broken. Welcome to the High Impact Leader Podcast, a leadership podcast for business owners and leaders who want self-managing teams, stronger accountability, and scalable performance without carrying everything themselves. If you're ready to focus on leadership design, not just effort, you're in the right place. G'day, I'm Brendan Rogers. Let's explore why trust between people may be earned. But trust inside organisations is something leaders design. Most leaders believe trust is earned. I think that's only half true. Trust between people may be earned, but trust inside organisations is designed. The moment you understand this, everything changes. Trust isn't a feeling you develop. It's a system you build. You create the conditions that make trust possible. And then people perform within those conditions. Think about it this way. When you design a high-performing system, you don't wait for the system to prove itself. You design it correctly from the start, and then it performs. And it's the same with trust. You build the container. The container shapes the behavior. And then people perform within the container that you've created. Here's the second part of this reversal that leaders struggle with. You don't need to trust them first. You need to design the conditions that make trust possible. That's a massive shift. You're not waiting to feel trust. You're building systems where trust can exist. Clear decision-making frameworks. Genuine authority matched to accountability. Transparent expectations. You're designing an environment where people can act, fail, learn, and grow. And here's what happens when you do it. People rise to meet the expectations you've designed into the system. Not because you magically start trusting them more, because you built something that let them become trustworthy. Most leaders think the opposite of trust is risk, and it's not. The opposite of trust is control, and control always scales slower than trust. So the old way, wait until people prove themselves, then trust them. The new way, design trust into your systems, then watch your team perform. One keeps you stuck, the other scales your leadership. Now let's look at what this looks like in practice. First example, lead with pain. Have you ever complained that your team won't take initiative? Then look closely and realized every decision has to come through you. That's the moment. That's me realization. I worked with a company that had every expense over $50 requiring manager approval. Every single expense. You know what happened? People stopped spending money on things that would actually grow the business. They played it safe because they'd been taught that initiative wasn't trusted. They came to me frustrated. Our team won't take initiative. And I said, let me guess, you approve every expense over $50. They looked at me like I'd been reading their mail. They changed the system. Anyone could spend up to $1,000 on client delivery without approval. Results? Faster execution, better client outcomes. And here's the kicker. Spending actually went down because people felt trusted. They acted more responsibly. The system designed the behavior. And that's trust building in action. And here's example two. Call it the decision-making framework. Most organizations have murky decision-making. Who's allowed to decide what? When does something need approval? These ambiguities kill trust because people don't know what's expected of them. And the fix? Design explicit decision-making authority into your organization. Who can spend up to $5,000 without approval? Who can hire without consulting you? Who can sign off on client contracts? When you design this explicitly, something shifts. People know their boundaries. They can act within them without asking permission. Team performance increases because decisions happen at the right level, not escalated up to you for everything. Example three, this is accountability without surveillance. Here's where most leaders get it backwards. They think accountability requires oversight. If they're not monitoring, people won't perform. Well, that's wrong. That's control, and it breeds resentment and mediocrity. Real accountability works like this. You define the outcome clearly. You give people authority to achieve it. You check in on results, not methods, and you hold consequences when results don't meet the standard. High-trust organizations have fewer meetings because people communicate directly. Low-trust organizations have more meetings because they're managing the lack of trust. And this isn't theory, it's what I've seen across dozens of businesses. When you design accountability as a system rather than surveillance, something changes. People own outcomes instead of completing tasks. They innovate instead of following processes exactly. And they engage because their work actually matters. And here's example four. Psychological safety through design. Psychological safety isn't created because you tell people they're safe. It's created because the system consistently proves they're safe. Every time someone raises a concern and gets punished, trust shrinks. Every time someone challenges an idea and gets heard, trust expands. You want psychological safety in your organization? Then design it. Not through workshops or slogans, through what you do. When you admit what you don't know, you're signaling that it's safe to be honest. When you ask for input before making decisions that affect your team, you're showing that their judgment matters. When you acknowledge when you've made a bad call, you're building trust faster than any team building exercise ever could. Your team watches what you do. They don't listen to what you say. If you say, "We want open communication," but you punish people who bring bad news, they'll learn to hide problems. If you model genuine vulnerability, they'll follow. This is leadership design in action. You're not waiting for trust to develop. You're building it through every interaction, every decision, every system. That's how authentic trust works. Not as a feeling that develops slowly, but as a system that expands based on demonstrated capability. And here's what you can do starting this week. Firstly, design decision authority. Map out every significant decision in your organization. Then ask, who should make this? Can they make it without escalation? If your answer is me for most decisions, that's your problem. You've designed a bottleneck. You've designed a system where trust flows only one way, and that's up. Pick three decisions you've been holding that someone on your team could make. Give them the authority, then get out of the way. Secondly, replace checkpoints with clear standards. Audit your processes. How many exist because the work requires them versus because you don't trust someone? For every approval gate, every sign-off, every escalation route, ask, is this protecting quality or protecting me from my lack of trust? And if it's the latter, remove the checkpoint. replace it with a clear standard. What does done look like? What's the expected outcome? And hold people to it. Then let them find their own path. And thirdly, build trust through bounded authority. Trust isn't binary. It's not, I trust you or I don't. It's, here's your boundary. Here's your authority. Here's what's expected. Now perform within it. And when you do, the boundary expands. This is how you design trust. You give people room to act. You hold them to clear standards. And when they meet those standards, you expand their authority. That's how authentic trust works. Not as a feeling that develops slowly, but as a system that expands based on demonstrated capability. And here's the irony. Leaders who struggle most with trust often care deeply about performance. They're trying to protect standards, but the systems they build end up reducing ownership, engagement, and accountability. They think they're safeguarding quality. They're actually preventing their team from caring. When you design trust properly, you get more accountability, not less. You get better team engagement, not worse. And you get people who own outcomes instead of waiting for permission. That's the paradox that makes this reversal so powerful. Now, if this episode resonated with you, here's what I ask you to do next. First, subscribe to the High Impact Leader podcast so you don't miss an episode. Search for us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Second, if you've got a moment, please leave a review. It helps more leaders find the show, and that helps us grow. And if you want to go deeper on trust and team engagement, the High Impact Leader Club is where we take these concepts and turn them into actionable frameworks for your specific team. Head to leaderbydesign.au/club to learn more. Now let's close this out. Here's what it comes down to. The old belief says trust is earned. You wait, you watch, you slowly give more authority as people prove themselves. The new belief says trust is designed. You build the conditions that make high performance possible, and people perform within those conditions. Which approach do you think creates more team engagement? Which builds better accountability? Which scales your team performance without you having to be everywhere at once? The answer is obvious. Stop waiting, start designing. You've got the framework. Design the trust. Hold people to clear standards. Expand authority based on results. That's how you build business leadership that actually scales. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the High Impact Leader podcast. I'm Brendan Rogers, and until next time, design your leadership, build your team, lead with impact.